do the introduction.
I can't hear myself. Oh, now I can hear myself.
Very good morning to you. Always the professional. Joining me in the studio for Ask Molly Beauty is the lovely Molly Miller. I've not seen her for ages. Looking very well. Very bright and chirpy. The draft coming in. Where was that coming in from? It's a little draft. That's really scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I've got my nana following me, you know.
I hope not. Is she still alive?
No.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. Molly's here. Molly's here every couple of weeks. She's not been here for months, but she's normally here every 2 weeks, and she comes in to talk about beauty.
I do, yes.
And here we go with your lovely beauty. Now, we're going to talk about the thing that I got as well.
We could talk about anything. I mean, basically, first of all...
talk about anything. It's got to do with beauty.
Yeah, it is going to be to do with beauty. So basically, so the first thing I just wanted to get out is that... so I write... don't start.
Go on, go ahead.
I write weekly and have a feature in the Go supplement that's put into the Gazettes and the Chronicles in Essex. And what I want to stress, and this is like, for everything that I do writing on my blog, everything, I don't get paid, okay? So mm-hmm. I don't do advertorials. I don't have people come in and say, can you promote this if we pay you? And for this reason only, I only put in products in the paper that I've tested and I absolutely love. Anything else that comes in, if I don't like it, I just simply don't write about it. It just gets put to one side and I give it to my friends.
Yes.
No, that's not true. So the other day, I used to have a really good relationship, actually, with Benefit Cosmetics, with this lovely Valentina, mm-hmm. Who I haven't seen for ages because she's teaching now. And I still catch up with them now and then. And I saw that they had their new brow collection, mm-hmm. and I'm doing features on eyes and so on. And I asked... Hello, Tori. So I know they're listening.
I don't know why you're waving for.
I didn't know if your Skype thing was on.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, I won't. I just don't wave. So anyway, I asked them to send in. I've seen that they've got their new brow collection. Now, there's a few. Every time when Benefit bring things out, mm-hmm. and I'm not by, as I say, I don't get paid for this. When they bring things out, they always get it right.
Yeah,
I just think so. You know, the Bad Girl eyeliner. I bought that years and years and years ago. I'm talking like 15 odd years ago. Mm. Everything they bring out is a hit.
Yeah.
And they've just brought out their new brow range, and I got testing some of it yesterday, and I think it's amazing. And I'm falling in love with these 3D brow tones. So basically, what this does is it's like a highlighting pen, mm-hmm. but for your brows. So it gives like a slight metallic sheen when you put them on your brows. I know you do. And the good thing is, I mean, brows are huge. And when I was younger, the thing was to
not
have...
too huge though, because I don't like these ones that are drawn in, look like with.
Oh, no, this is the thing. And I've got to say, I mean, I've been offered in the past to have permanent brows tattooed because it's not semi-permanent. Yeah. And ladies, and I mean, never ever think it's semi-permanent. They're not even allowed to call it semi-permanent. It's permanent brow makeup, because under a microscope they can still prove that it's still there. So but the thing is, with permanent makeup, your face shape changes as you get older. So if you've got your eyebrows tattooed there as you get older, and also I mean, there's a couple of good people. If I did have them done, I'd have them done with Tracy Giles or someone, yeah. or Karen Betts in London.
Are you going to give me that thing to try?
Yes, I am. So when Benefit brought these brow products out, they're just fantastic.
This is the one I've got.
Oh, is that the one
you've
got?
Yeah, I've got that. This brow
it's
product,
amazing.
Which is called 3D Brows. I actually ordered from QVC. Hello, guys and girls at QVC. And go vertical. See, I watched the programme. Now, this is in your little set that you had on QVC, which had all the miniatures in it.
Right. Right, okay.
Which was about £24. I bought it. It's got the lip tint. It's got the high beam. It's got the lovely bronzer that has no sparkle in it. So if you're
old,
you can wear it, the Hoola one.
Yeah.
And it also had these brows. And I've been using this, and it is brilliant.
It's fantastic. It's £18.50. And I'm telling you now, as with everything that Benefit do, they're going to get people follow this. They've brought out something, and I know that other makeup brands are going to follow this.
And see my mascara? That is rollable. And I buy it was one that I tried out and it doesn't migrate. That's why I like it. And I buy all my products anyway, but I love this. Look at the mascara, look.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And so I've also got here the Gimme Brow, the one that's got the volumizing microfibers in. Now, I did recently test Wonder Brow as well, which I've got to say, I loved Wonder Brow. It's not part of Benefit's different make. But this is Gimme Brow, and it's got the fibers in it. which Dick tries. And again, I love this product. I just think it's £18.50. I would get yourself down to a benefit counter and get your eyebrows professionally done by them, and it really does make such a it's the biggest thing for anti-aging, your brows, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the biggest things that you can do cosmetically to look younger. My daughter's just asked for her eyebrows to be shaped, and I said she's only 12, and I'm like, no, when I was younger I overplucked them. And
but you overplucked her eyebrows when she was a baby?
No, I overplucked my own brows.
Oh, right,
brows.
Sorry, I was about to say, it sounds a bit cruel if you were doing...
No, I didn't overpluck my daughter's brows.
Maybe if I'd had children, maybe I'd do something like that, because, you know, if you've got a baby that looks a bit dodgy, sometimes you get that, people look in the cot and they go, lovely. I'm sure she'll grow up to be a stunner.
That's so horrible. No, and I've got to be honest, my daughter looked like a little China doll. She did, because she had this beautiful olive skin. But I do think, going off a subject, that all babies look the same.
No, I don't.
I mean, if you put 10 babies in a room, I wouldn't know which one was which, unless, of course, you know, you looked at their little bits. That's a boy, that's a girl. But anyway.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. Nothing to do with Benefit Cosmetics. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying the show, girls.
So I just wanted to say, because what I don't like is when I come into the, when I write something and people think, oh, I bet she's just putting that in the paper because she's been sent it or she's done this. No, not at all. It really is amazing. Their whole collection is fantastic. Mm. So get yourself down there. Get yourself looking 10 years younger. That's my tip. Anyway, the next thing I want to go on, is this lip jewel.
Mm.
Now, this, I want you to have a look at this.
Ooh.
Lipstick.
Ooh.
It's fantastic. It's, now, have a look at that.
Oh, here we go. So you got lipstick one end and a gloss at the other.
Yes. Can you see it?
Okay. Well, of course I can see it. It's in my hat. What do you think? How bad is my eyesight if I'm actually holding the product about one foot away from me?
And what I love about this...
Put it on the back of my hand. Okay.
www.lipjewel. It's Leighton Denny. You know Leighton Denny?
Oh, yes.
So what I've got to tell you, they do the most amazing perfume, light and dark. I haven't got it in here.
Yeah, I know.
My daughter, again, has nicked it from me. Like, she nicks everything from me. I had a perfume that cost about... It was a Tom Ford one. And no, that colour just is bright on you. So don't look at that colour.
Don't look at it. Walk away.
So basically, what I love about these lip things... So basically, you've got a lip stain on one end.
Yeah.
So that will keep your lip colour going for, well, until you take it off with a good makeup remover. Whereas it just stays on your lips the whole day. And then you put the lipstick on top to give you extra... punch.
Blah, blah, boom.
Yeah, blah, blah, boom. But I love these because I tested it the other day and to see how long it lasted.
Yep.
And it lasted the whole day through eating, through drinking, and...
And what?
Kissing.
I thought you were going to say something else, but say really?
The only thing I kiss is my dog. He sniffs my crotch, which is not good. Dogs do that. Cockapoos do that. I said to you, cockapoos do not stop sniffing.
Why did you buy a dog like that? Why don't you just buy a normal dog? He sounds like he's got problems.
No, he's lovely. And dogs do that. It's a way of affection. They just sniff around there.
Yeah.
But it's terrible, especially in the morning when I've got a nightie on. And
but you don't want to go into that, really.
No, okay, I won't go into that. But anyway, the Leighton Denny. So I absolutely love these. And stupidly, I know I've got the price in here somewhere, but I think, I don't know, they're about £15 or something like that. But they just last.
Whereabouts are you getting
ages.
That from the website, or because are they selling those on QVC now?
No, they're £17.50.
Yep.
Here, and I've got another website. I've got ld-boutique.com. I love them. It's like a base coat for your lips, and then you put your lipstick on top, and it lasts forever. So I'm loving that, and I'm going to put it in the paper for when I do my glam night out. Now, the next thing I wanted to go on to, and what are you getting rude tweets?
No, I'm not. It's fine. Keep going.
Right. The next thing. Now, I had my eyes lasered. About 15 years ago in Moorfields, and it was the best thing I ever had done because I had really, really bad astigmatism. I was blind as a bat, literally.
Really?
Yes. But they did say to me that when I hit my 40s, and obviously I'm 44 in a couple of weeks, but when I hit my 40s, that obviously you become long-sighted and you'll need glasses, and there's nothing you can do about it. Everyone naturally becomes long-sighted. These are called eye adjusters. I think I've put them in the paper for next week. Absolutely fantastic. They're basically a one size fit all reading glass.
Ooh.
So you have dials on the end of the glasses.
Yep.
and you can put them to whatever prescription you need.
Oh, come on.
How amazing are they?
Oh.
And they're £69 eye adjusters. So they go, the lens power goes from plus 0.00 up to plus 3.00D.
Yep.
And so excellent for computers, for anything. You just use dials. I think they're amazing.
Is it only on dials? Oh, no, and on both eyes
on
you've got
both
dials.
Eyes,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, both eyes. So, and they do them in a different range of colours. I mean, you've got stainless steel, you've got... you know, you've got all different colours here, and I think they're like £69 and £79. So I love them. Absolutely love them. And they come in two sizes for larger and smaller faces. They have anti-scratch coating. I just think, what a brilliant
idea. They're
brilliant.
How much are they again?
£69.
Brilliant idea.
Absolutely. And I'll say,
and you do both eyes as well. That's great.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, that's good.
Why is that? You know, sometimes somebody brings out something like a post-it note and you think, yeah, that's different. I mean, obviously, you know, post-it notes.
That's a great idea. We should have called that multi-million pounds. Yeah,
exactly. These, I think, are going to over... Yeah.
I just love that. Sorry.
Well,
it's fine. Come on.
Right. I think these are going to be a huge, huge, huge hit. And I don't even think they've launched... or they're launching a show next week or in a couple of weeks or something. So, but they're available at eyejusters.com. That's EYEJUSTERS.com.
Right, we're going to take a quick break, okay. Molly. So get yourself... well, I just go reach over the desk and punch you repeatedly in the face. No, I'm kidding.
Give myself a shiny. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, let's get that nightie off of you. I like wearing a nightie.
No, I don't like wearing a nightie. If I wear a nightie, I wear a nightie in the morning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the morning when I get out of bed, I shove my nightie on.
Yeah.
And the dog just jumps out of his cage and he just comes up and tries
cage.
To sniff me. Well, he's caged at night. He's in a crate. Not during the day. He goes for 4 or 5 miles.
What sort of life is that dog living? No. Would you come see the puppy? Where is it? It's in the crate outside. You just see the eyes looking at you.
No.
Let me out.
He's in a crate in the kitchen because otherwise he
barks. Crate?
It's a dog crate.
Oh, I've never heard of this before. Dog crate.
Yeah, that you crate a dog in the evening. And it's a big crate for him and he loves it. It's like his own little bed.
Yeah.
And he's got pillows in it. And
that's how I like to go to bed at night. I like to get into a crate at night. It keeps me nice and cosy.
God, I think we're going to be having nightmares now.